This is the New Testament from the Holy Bible, Hohen Version, copyright 2011, all rights reserved, read by Fred Hohen. Matthew chapter 1. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham fathered Isaac, and Isaac fathered Jacob, and Jacob fathered Judah and his brothers. And Judah fathered Perez and Zerah from Tamar, and Perez fathered Hezron, and Hezron fathered Ram, and Ram fathered Amminadab, and Amminadab fathered Nahshon, and Nahshon fathered Salmon, and Salmon fathered Boaz from Rahab, and Boaz fathered Obed from Ruth, and Obed fathered Jesse, and Jesse fathered David the king, and David the king fathered Solomon from her that had been the wife of Uriah. And Solomon fathered Rehoboam, and Rehoboam fathered Abijam, and Abijam fathered Asa, and Asa fathered Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat fathered Jehoram, and Jehoram fathered Ahaziah, and Ahaziah fathered Joash, and Joash fathered Amaziah, and Amaziah fathered Azariah, and Azariah fathered Jotham, and Jotham fathered Ahaz, and Ahaz fathered Hezekiah, and Hezekiah fathered Manasseh, and Manasseh fathered Amon, and Amon fathered Josiah, and Josiah fathered Jehoiakim, and Jehoiakim fathered Jeconiah and his brothers about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah fathered Salathiel, and Salathiel fathered Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel fathered Abiud, and Abiud fathered Eliakim, and Eliakim fathered Azor, and Azor fathered Sadok, and Sadok fathered Akim, and Akim fathered Eliud, and Eliud fathered Eleazar, and Eleazar fathered Matthan, and Matthan fathered Jacob, and Jacob fathered Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are about 14 generations. And from David until the carrying away into Babylon are about 14 generations. And from the carrying away into Babylon to Christ are about 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was like this. When his mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, before they came together, she became pregnant by the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and who didn't want to make her a public example, was thinking about putting her away privately. But while he thought about these things, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, you son of David, don't be afraid to take to yourself Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Ghost, and she shall give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done so that it would be fulfilled what was spoken about the Lord by the prophet, saying, See, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did what the angel of the Lord had told him, and took to him his wife, and didn't have sex with her until she had given birth to her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.